A couple with a history.
Have you ever had occasion to call the police alleging domestic violence?
Yes.
But when family gets involved...
My cousin was telling me maybe I shouldn't go in the house.
Mr. McPherson and I were having a struggle, pretty much playing a game of tug of war between her.
This battle...
He hit him in his face.
...had no winners.
Your jaw was broken, is that correct?
Yes, it was.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Joseph McPherson is suing his cousin's boyfriend, Eric Dotson, for punching him during a drunken argument.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 269 on the calendar in the matter of McPherson versus Dotson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, sir.
Mr. McPherson, this lady is your cousin?
Yeah, Andrea is my cousin.
And this is her boyfriend?
Yes.
What's your last name?
Vogelpohl.
How long have you and Mr. Dotson been a couple?
Approximately 6 years.
In the 6 years that you've been together, have you ever had occasion to call the police alleging domestic violence? Look at me. The answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
How many times?
Approximately two.
Was Mr. Dotson ever arrested as a result of you calling the police?
No, ma'am.
Did you file for protective orders against Mr. Dotson at either one of those two occasions?
No, ma'am.
Why did you call the police?
We were having a dispute and things got a little out of hand.
And?
He put his hands on me.
How did he do that?
He grabbed my arm and threw me against the wall.
When was that?
A few years ago.
And when was the next time you called the police with regard to his physical abuse of you?
Several months later.
Tell me what he did then.
He actually threatened to flatten my car tires and break my windows.
Are you back living with Mr. Dotson?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the 24th of July, 2010, you were having a fight with your boyfriend.
We were not fighting.
You weren't having an argument with him?
No, we were not arguing. We were actually all together, all four of us were at my house. We were drinking and playing some games. And during the end of the night, me, Joseph, and Terry decided to...
You, Joseph. Who's Joseph?
My cousin.
And?
Terry.
And who was that?
I'm Terry.
Yes.
Decided to go pick up Terry's girlfriend. So we took a ride. And when we got back, I couldn't find my keys to the house, and I was ringing the doorbell to get in.
What time was that?
About 3 o'clock, I guess.
3 in the morning?
Yes.
What were you going to do 3 o'clock in the morning? You should be asleep 3 o'clock in the morning.
She needed a ride, so we were going to go pick her up.
Did you go pick her
yeah,
up?
Yeah, we went.
We did.
And so you were all in the car. You couldn't find your keys?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I couldn't find my keys.
So what did you do?
I rang the doorbell several times.
And who was the only person in the house?
Eric.
Him?
Yes.
Now, why didn't he go with you to pick up this young man's girlfriend?
He fell asleep.
Had he been drinking?
Yes.
Had you been drinking?
Yes, I was.
Had your cousin been drinking?
I seen him have one beer. I didn't keep count of how many he was drinking.
Who was driving?
He was driving. But it was a few hours after he already had the beer.
So that he was not drunk?
No, I don't believe so.
What about you? Were you drunk?
I was intoxicated.
You were. And the boyfriend, he was sleeping it off.
Yes.
So you rang the doorbell and you're drunk. And what happened?
He didn't open the door right away. I had to keep ringing the bell. And when he came down the stairs, I started arguing with him about what took him so long to open the door. And I guess pushed him and put my hands on him. And he was trying to tell me to come in the house. And my cousin was telling me not to.
Just a second. So you put your hands on him?
I pushed him aside so he can move away from the doorway so I can go upstairs.
So you put your hands on him?
Yes, I did.
And in response to your putting your hands on him, what did he do?
I believe he grabbed me to drag me, like pull me farther into the house because as I pushed him, I kind of backed off.
So he grabbed you to pull you into the house?
Yes.
And at this point, you're involved in a dispute?
Yes.
Would it be a fair statement, Mr. McPherson, to say that you knew about prior instances of your cousin calling the police with regard to domestic disputes?
Yes, it was.
Did you know about that?
Yes, I do.
All right. And what happened?
My cousin was telling me maybe I shouldn't go in the house, so in case things got any farther. And
so the cousin is behind you?
Yes.
Saying don't go in the house?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We started walking back towards the car, and as we were walking, Eric had my arm and Joseph had my other arm, and they were kind of pulling me, and I kind of fell, and after that, I don't really remember too much. I remember getting back into the car.
Getting back into your cousin's car?
Yes, getting back into my cousin's car. And Eric, I'm not sure exactly where he came from, but he pulled his van in front of my cousin's car so he couldn't pull out.
So Eric pulled out his van and blocked your cousin's car?
From leaving, yes.
And?
Then Eric got out of the car and swung on my cousin while he was still in the car.
And what on your cousin?
He hit him in his face.
Now you can sit. Is that what happened?
Somewhat, Your Honor.
Well, that's what she says happened. That you got out of the car and you punched the plaintiff in the face.
It didn't go down that way
exactly.
That's
what your girlfriend says.
Your Honor, she was highly intoxicated. All of us were intoxicated. I slept off most of mine. There's no way they can tell it down to the story.
Listen to me, I'm just telling you. You brought her here. She's your witness.
Oh, yes.
So I'm just asking your witness in my own, put your hand down, in my own way, before you have a chance to tell me your version of these events, what her memory is, as vague as it is. What she says she remembers was she was in the car, you pulled your car around, blocked him from leaving, you got out of your car, and while he was still in the car, because that's what she says, you punched him. That's what she says.
Okay.
Now, that's actually what he says.
Okay.
It is not what you say. Now, I'm prepared to listen to you.
Okay. Basically,
Basically. I don't want to hear basically.
This is the way it happened.
I want to hear exactly what happened.
We was drinking that night.
You're sleeping it off. She's ringing the doorbell for a long time. You finally get yourself down the stairs, open the door, and...
As soon as I open the door, I get pushed and I get slapped.
By whom?
By Andrea.
Yes.
After that happened, I noticed she was extremely intoxicated. She was stumbling. She could not control herself. By that time, I grabbed her by her arm to try to take her upstairs because she needed to get upstairs and get some rest, sleep it off. During that time, Mr. McPherson and I were having a struggle, pretty much playing a game of tug of war between her. You know, I wanted her to go upstairs. He wanted her to leave with him. I wasn't having it. She didn't need to be outside in the streets.
Keep going.
So basically...
Not basically. I don't want to hear basically.
Sorry, Your Honor. Okay, so we're playing tug of war, and it escalated from the gangway of my front door to the front of my building. And during this time, she falls to the floor. Mr. McPherson puts his hands around my neck, and he's grabbed me by my collar, saying, look, she just needs to go with me. I don't want her here with you because, you know, I guess he thinks
because
that...
Because you're drunk and she's drunk.
Well, I slept my alcohol off.
Because you're drunk and she's drunk. Keep going.
Okay, basically. So he continues to put his hands on my neck, and that caused, you know, verbal altercations between me and him. I wasn't having it. Nobody puts their hands on me, especially like that. If you got something to say, you say it. You don't put your hands on somebody.
Well, what happens if somebody puts their hands on you? What do you do to them?
Nothing. I mean, that's why I had
words. No, I'm asking you, if somebody slaps you in the face, what do you do to them?
Self-defense.
So what do you do to them?
Slap back.
Is that what you did to her? She slapped you in the face.
I didn't touch her at all.
Just a second. That's what you say you do to somebody who slaps you.
Not a female.
Not a female, but she's called the police on you twice.
Yeah, but...
So evidently you did put your hands on her at least one of those two times.
Hey, I'm not
saying... That's what I asked her. That's what I asked her before.
I'm not saying I'm some type of saint or I'm a perfect man. You know, I had my wrongs in my life. But I left all that behind me. We moved on. We have kids together. We've been together for 6 years. We try to put that in the past, okay? It's not like I ever beat her. I never did anything like that. We just had our little minor altercations.
I want to tell you something. I've been married a couple of times myself. A lot longer than you. How old are you?
28.
28. A lot longer than you are old. Never called the police on somebody. On a mate. On a spouse. On a boyfriend. On a husband. On a fiance. Never happened. And you're 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have children. That's what you said. You have children together.
Yes, ma'am.
How many children do you have?
We have one together. And she had a daughter prior to when we met. And I had a son prior before we met. So together we have three children.
Fabulous. And you're out 3 o'clock in the morning. You're drunk, sleeping it off. She's drunk, falling all over the street with three children. Is that what you're telling me?
The children were at grandmother's house that weekend.
So that's what you do? You have a night out and everybody gets drunk and slobbery. Is that what you're telling me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, your jaw was broken. Is that correct?
Yes, it was.
He was arrested?
Yeah, he was.
Good. And he spent how many hours in jail?
14.
Perfect. Not enough? But okay for starters.
And later today.
You mean you made a big hole in the trunk? Big enough for her to get her hand in?
No, we went up under it. Like, she like stuck her hand between the trunk and the bumper.
So then there was really no need to punch a hole in the trunk?
Well, I didn't know that at first.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joseph McPherson says his cousin's boyfriend, Eric Dotson, assaulted him, breaking his jaw. Eric claims Joseph put his hands on him first.
Now, I've already heard her version of what happened, which is that you were sucker punched while you were in the car. That's exactly what I believe happened. Now, he was arrested.
Yeah, he was.
Good. And he spent how many hours in jail?
14.
Perfect. Not enough? But okay for starters. Now, ultimately, that case was dismissed. Was it dismissed after a trial?
There was no trial because it was continued about 3 times. And the last time I didn't show up, based on the fact that we had made an agreement that if he was to just pay the medical expenses, that I would just let the case be dismissed.
So the answer is there was no trial.
There was no trial.
Now, Mr. Dotson, after this whole debacle, and you were in fact in court.
Yes.
Did you ever have an occasion to speak to Mr. McPherson about taking care of his medical bills, which were substantial?
No. That's why I'm here now. I never agreed to pay anything. I felt what I did was self-defense.
Well, it wasn't. And at least you spent 14 hours in jail. Because that's what should have happened to you. Now, your jaw was broken. Is that correct?
Yes, it was.
How long was it wired shut?
It was wired shut for 6 weeks, and then 2 weeks after
that. Do you have any photographs?
Yes, I do have photographs.
I'd like to see your photographs.
I also have x-rays, too, that show the break.
Listen to me, Mr. Dotson. I don't know about your anger management, and I don't know what you think civilized people do. Civilized people don't put their hands on other people.
Okay, then what gave him the right to put his hands on me?
Because you were drunk and he felt that his cousin was at risk.
He was
going
drunk
into,
too.
Listen to me. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Going into the house with you because you have an assaultive history based upon what your girlfriend says. Not based upon what he says, based upon what she says. That in your short 28 years in your relationship with her, she's had to call the police on you twice. So he felt as if it wasn't a good idea since she was pretty much out of control. Because according to you, she rang the doorbell incessantly, got you out of a drunken stupor. You came downstairs, she slapped you and pushed you. So he said, this isn't a good idea for me to leave my cousin here because this guy's got a history with her. I'm taking her back in the car with me. And you wouldn't let her go.
She needed to go home and go to sleep.
Oh, I want to tell you something. That wasn't your motivation.
Yes, it was.
Well, I don't believe that for a second, Mr. Dotson. And that's why he put his hands on you. If he did, that's why he put his hands on you. But at the time you sucker punched him in the car, the conflict was over, according to your girlfriend. Do you understand?
I understand what you're saying.
That's based upon what she says. The conflict was over. They were trying to exit. They were trying to get away.
She had no control of where she was going. She needed to be in the house to
judgment
sleep.
Listen, you're an idiot. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, he put his hands on me first.
Well, I did put my hands on him. I said let her go upstairs and sleep it off.
And I felt that I was defending myself.
And you guys handle this in the morning.
She needed to be in the house sleeping where she belonged.
You know, when you're sober.
Anger management. I need anger management. You know, anger problems, basically.
Well, I'm pleased. Justice is served.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Price versus Price, step forward.
Letitia Price is suing her brother, 25-year-old Keith Price, for damaging her vehicle. Letitia says Keith locked the keys in the car and destroyed the trunk in an attempt to get them out.
Miss Price, this is your brother. He had borrowed your car. When he borrowed your car, through some negligence of his own, he locked the keys to the car in the trunk. And in order to get the keys out of the trunk, you did what, sir?
I had to use a screwdriver, and I popped off.
You punched a hole in the trunk?
No.
What did you do?
I popped out the key latch, tried to open it like that, but since it's a trunk that rises off, it's a Cadillac, so by the time I got it off of there, it wouldn't ride, it wouldn't open, so I asked one of my girlfriends to stick her arm up under there to get the keys out, so that's how we got the keys out. So we never really got it open.
You mean you made a big hole in the trunk, mm-hmm. big enough for her to get her hand in?
No, we went up under it, like, you know how, like, the trunk and the bumper? She, like, stuck her hand between the trunk and the bumper and felt around and pulled the keys out.
So then there was really no need to punch a hole in the trunk?
Well, I didn't know that at first.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She didn't give you permission to put a hole in a car.
I mean, she told me to do whatever it takes to get it out.
Yeah, you know what? Do whatever it takes. Call everybody you know and ask to borrow $200. You know, go pawn your earring. Do something. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Letitia Price says her brother, Keith Price, owes for damaging her trunk after he locked her keys in the car.
Now, the car, was it under your control?
Yes, ma'am.
When you locked the keys in the car?
Yes, ma'am.
So now you explain to me, Mr. Price, why you think you're not responsible for fixing this hole in her car.
Because she let me use her car, first of all. I asked her, could I use it, because I had to go to work.
But when somebody gives you permission to use their property, they don't expect you to damage their property.
But she told me, call the locksmith. I called the locksmith. I didn't have the money, which the locksmith wanted $200 just to even come out there to look at. I didn't have the money at the time.
So whose problem is that?
Yeah, it was mine. I told her. But I called her and told her. I said, sis, I can't get your keys out. The locksmith said it'd be $200 just to even come look out. And I didn't even touch it, you know? So I'm like, well, I ain't got the money for that. She was like, well, you need to figure out some way or do something to get my keys out of my car. I have to work in the morning. So she said, do whatever it takes to get my keys out. I need my car here. So that was my last resort. I didn't have no money. I didn't have nothing. The only thing I could do was I went through her back seat.
Fault is it?
I mean, it's my fault that I locked them in there, but she gave me the permission.
No, she didn't give you permission to put a hole in a car.
I mean, she told me to do whatever it takes to get it out.
Yeah, you know what? Do whatever it takes. Call everybody you know and ask to borrow $200 mm-hmm. or $10 or $20 or $30 to get a locksmith out there. You know, go pawn your earring. Do something. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I told her.
You'd have to do something. She doesn't mean, you know, use a hammer on my car to get mm-hmm. the keys out. There are other things that you could do, Mr. Price. Can I see what it's going to take to fix your car?
I mean, I went through other problems. I went through other things.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Show me what the car looks like and what it's going to be to fix it.
Yes, ma'am. This is what the car looks like.
She told me that.
It kind of looked like he took a shot. You saying a hammer. It looked like he took a shotgun, Judge, and just boom, my trunk of my car and then my back seat.
Just a second.
No,
Could you just give me the pictures and the bill, please?
It's the estimate.
I have other things to do.
Well, I told her I was going to pay
for it. This is the first estimate
to me.
And then?
Zip it.
Zip.
Just show me the pictures of the car and the bill.
Both of them. Yes, ma'am. It's Judy.
Just show me the picture.
Yes, ma'am.
Here's and the bill.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
What make and model car is this?
A Cadillac DeVille, sedan DeVille. It's 96.
When did you purchase it?
About 2 years ago in February, ma'am.
How much did you pay for it?
Oh, $3,000, ma'am. Miss Judy, if you don't mind me speaking.
I mind you speaking.
All right.
Charging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's your responsibility, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Your Honor, I did not realize what she was about to do.
Was it horse training or torture?
I started yelling, "What are you doing to my horse?"
Next Judge Judy.
I mean, he's my little brother. He called me crying.
I feel like, you know, I made that accidentally messing up our car.
Like, hey, sis, I'm going to lose my job.
If I'm told, you know, do whatever it takes to get it out.
You know, and I don't really like nobody driving my Cadillac.
Then that's what I did.
But he was crying, and he my little brother, and I'm his big sister, so.
I didn't have the money, but I mean.
Definitely let him use the car.
No, I mean, you know, you got to pay for your wrongs.